My name is Sapoma Seifobuachi. I'm actually a student, a fifth-year student at the Latin American School of Medicine, la Escuela Latinoamericana de Medicina, in Havana, Cuba. Basically, I'm going to school in Cuba because Cuba has the top universal healthcare in the whole country. A lot of people try to duplicate Cuba's model because of their ability to provide healthcare to everybody of all in every community. And I basically started as a pre-med student at UCLA. I graduated, but I left feeling like I needed to do something more. I could have actually gone the route of going to medical school at UCLA or at any other four-year medical school in California or any other country, any other state, I should say. But I just really felt that it wasn't enough and that I wouldn't be really providing, really wouldn't be learning the skills that I would need to provide for my community. So I decided to do a year in Ghana, a study abroad program to study midwives. And while I was in Ghana, I met Cuban doctors. And I actually did not know that Cuban doctors were all over Africa and Latin America providing health care for free for people of the citizens of the country. And they had told me that they were actually, that there was a school opening up for foreigners in Cuba. And so in that, I was able to get the information, and they told me that there was a man named Reverend Lucius Walker that is from New York, and that Fidel was actually on a trip to New York during the same time I was in Ghana, and they told me to just look into it. And so when I came back to the United States, I found out that it was true that Fidel was offering a scholarship, 500 seats a year, for primarily African-American and students of low income to go and study for free for 6 years in Cuba. And so when I found out about it, I immediately applied. However, I should say I did sit for 1 year on the application because it's a life-changing decision, and I wasn't sure if I was going to really do it. So after really investigating it and traveling to Cuba and meeting Reverend Walker and finding out about really what was going on in Cuba, the healthcare system, I decided to forget about my plans of going into medicine in the United States, and I decided to go back to Cuba and study medicine for free. So that's basically why. And I'm basically here to recruit students about it because I understand. I know how it is being a pre-med student. I know how it is really kind of trying to figure out where your niche is, especially when you're feeling like this country, the ideologies of this country and the way that especially the healthcare is going is just really bad. And my dream has always been to be a doctor, but I just didn't like the way that it was going here. And so basically I would like to talk to students here and let them know that I was in their shoes. And I found out about this program, and I just went for it, and that anybody can do it. I didn't know Spanish before going, and now I speak Spanish fluently. I have a Cuban family. I have a child now, and so that they can do it. And that's why I'm basically here, to let them know that. Not just because it's cheaper, but because in Cuba, they learn, I call it MacGyver medicine. They learn how to basically do things without having everything. For instance, we learn how to determine. I can take someone's blood pressure without using necessarily a stethoscope. Like we learn how to. I mean, I use the blood pressure cuff, but I don't need a stethoscope. We learn how to do things without having all the technology there. And when I come back here, when I work, if I work in LA County, if I work in some of these areas, there aren't always the supplies. If I want to go to a village and work, I'm going to be able to learn how to diagnose patients. I can diagnose patients with just looking at the simple symptoms. I don't need to get their blood work. I don't need to get their, I don't need to get different levels. I could just, you know, start with the basic. And that's why I went. And so that's basically why I'm there. The different model of medicine is that it's medicine that has public health intertwined. It's a marriage of allopathic medicine and public health. So and natural health and green medicine. And so we use everything when we are going to try and to treat a patient and prevent the disease from happening, from coming. And so that's something that is, if you would try to attempt that here, you would have to go to a public health school, you'd have to go to a holistic health school, and then you would go to a medical school. And those different schools of thought are very, they clash in this country, but over there in Cuba, there's no clash and they all work together. And that's something that, and that's why it's 6 years, because you go through all those different rotations.
but...
Wow, it's every year it's different because my first 2 years I was with different students from Latin America and Africa. And then my last 4 years I was with mainly the Cubans and the other Latin Americans and the Africans. And it's just, it's amazing because I grew up in Los Angeles, but I don't think I've ever been around that many different people from different ethnic groups, and I've heard that many different languages. I didn't realize that in Latin America there are many more different languages besides Spanish. And so I meet people that speak Quetzal, I meet people, you know, that speak different languages, and so it's amazing. There's nothing in the world that could compare with this experience. What people need to understand about this school is that we're there for the sole purpose of becoming doctors and treating our community back home in our countries. This school was not created for Americans. It was created for people who come from low-income areas or who want to work in low-income areas. And so that's the biggest question I get. People say, are you going there to be indoctrinated? Are you going there to learn to be, or whatever the governmental issues that people believe that are going on in Cuba? And that's not true. We are there for the sole purpose to learn how to become physicians who could work without technology. And that's definitely what I want people to keep in their mind, that in Cuba, we are there essentially from all different backgrounds, from all different races, and we're learning the basic skills of medicine. The thing is that a lot of people don't know this. For instance, the infant mortality rate of black people in this country is a lot higher than of white people. There are different hospitals that are in different areas. They could be, for instance, a Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles and a Drew, you know, in the area of Watts are two of the hospitals that are within 10 miles of each other but have different accessibility to health technology. And these are something that we confront, that a lot of doctors, healthcare workers confront every day in this country, and not a lot of people know that. And it takes people... So basically going to Cuba and going outside of the United States and coming back to the United States and working in these communities, you realize that we're really living in a global village, and a lot of the people who have access to power are small, and the majority of the world's population is living without and within our own country. So we can basically use these skills in this country.